Welcome to Reckless Dice Live Play Sessions with your Game Master, Jesse Gitzman Burke. This is the epilogue, or part 4, of The Harrower of Thanes. Enjoy!
So we last left off, the party had just slain the dragon ogre that was living inside Karak Dronar. Thank you. The Karak Dronar was also occupied by a small band of night goblins, and they had probably been living there for a short time, had desecrated the place. You guys cleaned it up a bit, you dropped off the hammer, and are now... The combat was pretty severe. Helga and Bearden came out on their feet. Mm-hmm. Thorin was thrown across the room at Bearden and was soundly knocked out to the point where he is unconscious probably will be for quite some time. How many wounds do you have now, Dave?
I have 23 wounds. Two of them are critical.
Okay, so you're unconscious for the better part of the next week or so, I'd say.
Probably a month.
depending on where you sleep and what
That's
happens.
That's right.
Grom, you dealt the killing blow to the beast, but also in doing so... overexhausted yourself to the point where you finally took a breath afterwards and collapsed down onto your face.
Yep.
And I think that's where we left it off. You guys were kind of like, took a breather, and you've got two unconscious dwarves on your hands.
And isn't there like a hole in the floor?
The monster came out of a metal grate in the floor, which there are a series of, and below each one is a... like a sounding chamber where, depending on which ones are removed, and you can tinker with valves and stuff down there that'll adjust the pitch and sound of the mechanism, the sounding device in the chamber.
Well, so when Grom took his leap after the monster, did he fall into the
No, hole? He kind of threw his axe into his back, and I'm going to assume he then kind of stood over on the other side and looked at everyone and said, "Hey, great job."
So we don't have to climb into anywhere to gain access to them. All right. I mean, I'm not physically capable of dragging two dwarves all the way back to town, so Bearden, you're going to have to come up with something.
Yeah, let's drag them back into the room that had the altars to the dwarven gods.
Okay, so yeah, two or three rooms back.
Before we move them, though, are there any dead, like, greenskins in the room that we're in?
There are four... night goblins, and there's the night goblin shaman.
So I'm gonna take all of their ears, their left, whatever.
Their left ear?
Yeah, okay. So that's five total.
That is five left ears. You, it's gross. You cut each one, they're kind of bony and chisely as you rip them off, and little squirts of black blood kind of ooze out. They smell terrible.
Yeah, I mean...
A lot of earwax and hairs.
I nearly vomit.
A couple of my mushrooms growing out of him.
Oh my god. Hey, Bearden.
Hmm?
Can I trouble you to hang on to these for me?
Sure.
But just to be clear, I'm turning them in.
Oh, and we'll split the...
We'll split it, but can you just carry them for me?
Yeah.
All right. And we'll remind everybody that you're the only one with the license to turn them in.
So I'm going to dispose of them.
Yeah.
And then you guys head back to the room previous, which has the bonfire. Mm-hmm. There were two snotlings out there who you did not slay. They are nowhere to be seen right now. Otherwise, I mean, the town. Aside from the sounds of the bonfire, the hold is completely silent.
Well, Rob was keeping an eye on one of the snotlings. That one's run away.
He was. You're right. Let's hold on to that then. There is still a Rob is still staring into a corner. You know, the three horns pointed into it, and behind a pile of rubble, you still hear a little bit of shaking and scurrying, but it has nowhere to go.
Well, I'm gonna command Rob to attack.
All right, make me an animal handling check. I think this is one of the first times Rob's been actually told to do something that would result
it's
in
been that. A while, yeah.
Success. This will be the first time that she gets to see his, like, alien mouth shoot out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. Little do you know, the horn that Rob is growing on his forehead is not the only mutation that's growing.
Oh.
So how many difficulty?
Let's do two difficulty.
Nice, Chris.
Aw, he fails.
He looks at you stubbornly, and he... He snorts and he kind of trots back to your side, kind of like, I'm done guarding the goblin.
All right. Rob, you're such a pansy.
And Baron, are you dragging one of them?
By the bonfire.
Who's dragging who? I mean, we've got...
I'll drag...
One at a time, or are we...
One at a time, yeah. I'll drag Grom.
Are you guys after... It's going to take you a good 15 minutes or so to kind of back and forth and drag the two heavy dwarves. Thorin, of course, is much, much heavier than Grom, who wears no armor.
He is? I thought Grom was bigger than...
I may be, but I'm not wearing metal, and I don't have a metal arm.
Yeah, I mean, you've just got cloth on, and you have a big mohawk.
Yeah, I've got chainmail on, so...
Yeah. Well, you grab him by the beard, and that's the best way for most dwarves.
And my prosthetic arm, too. That must weigh something.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's made out of metal, for sure.
So you're dragging both of them?
One at a time, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, you guys make it to the Dwarven Ancestral Chamber. The dwarves, you certainly feel more comfortable here. You feel like you could rest here. The shrines from your previous trek through the room, you had cleaned up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's calmer here. You can actually get some fresh air coming in from the front gate at this point. You did notice on your way here that the two humans who were tied up to the table are both, of course, one of them came with you and then bolted. The one who remained tied up is also gone.
Mm-hmm.
They are nowhere to be seen.
So what's his name? Still on the smasher?
Yeah, where are you on the...
He is not. He was, you see the remains of the ropes that had tied him down.
Hans Blitzer.
Can we do first aid at all, or did we exhaust that already?
I think... Let's see, Grom received first aid right before going down.
Yep.
Thorin has not received first aid by anybody.
No, I don't think I have either.
I don't need any. I actually was not harmed at all during this exchange.
Did you do anything behind the corner?
Well, I mean,
she got me back up.
Yeah,
that saved the
right.
party.
That probably did save the party. You're right. That was just shy of a total party kill there.
I first aided Grom.
Yeah, she did it right in the nick of time.
I also
you threw your trident and skewered the spellcaster.
Right.
Yeah.
I picked that up, by the way.
I think somebody else picked it up for you and used it. Yeah.
Now he ended up just loading his.
We were talking about that, but ultimately, yeah. No, it was never used.
Okay.
That's right. I speared a shaman.
You
did
spear and you killed it too.
We did.
The killing blow, pinned it up against a wall.
So I'll first aid Thorin.
All right, give me a first aid check, and that's going to be two difficulty because he is critically wounded. Mm-hmm. And any successes that you generate in net will recover one wound from Thorin. Yeah, that's a big stack, Thorin.
Yeah, I'm good. She's going to do so well in the roll.
I'm pretty concerned.
You're giving me all 15 of them?
Where did that little clear marble go? Because
I got some right here.
Can I also get three fortune, yep. Whatever? Not that we probably need them at this point.
Well, you could throw them into this roll if you like.
That's true.
You guys, you all have three fortune for the adventure.
I'll throw in a fortune.
Okay.
So
here's three
that,
for each of you guys.
Thank you. And I'll also go into conservative just because this
because is... you're not having things eat you right now?
Yeah. I'll go two into conservative. I'm going to be extra careful with you.
I have an extra...
That is a lot of boons.
A lot of boons.
And nothing else. Oh,
three boons.
Very bony.
Well, you don't heal anything, Dave, but you do manage to clean him up nicely, and you kind of get rid of some a lot of the dried blood and kind of expose his wounds to... not expose them, but you clear away the caked blood and show what actually is the wound as opposed to this giant mess of entrails that are falling out of him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Maybe not quite that bad.
You're looking tidy.
I'll see if I can
all of his arms in the right place so they'll heal again.
Just the one?
Yeah. Heal.
Baron's doing the same?
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh, wow.
Baron, you... You neutral out with a chaos star.
Smear that mud back in.
So,
damn it!
I believe the rule is if you take a chaos star, he suffers a wound.
Oh man.
In this case, because of your unconscious nature, future wounds cause criticals. So Dave, take one of your wound. Here's one additional wound, and this becomes a critical for you, my friend. I'll let you pick which one it is. He manages to nick something or get it infected. If it's inappropriate, we'll draw a new one. That's a severe one, too.
A garish scar.
Another garish scar. Excellent.
Who's this for this time?
You.
Me. It's a sufferer Black die to all fellowship checks. Gain a white one to intimidate checks.
Nice. And this is your second one of those, I believe.
And then it's got an 8 and says this wound is permanent.
It is permanent because you do exceed that threshold. So you managed in trying to clean him up and scrape away some
He's
stuff.
Like
you
leaning him forward to like clean something up on his back. And falls forward, knocks a tooth out.
If I bring him up next to the fire, oh, he's cooking. Oh, sorry.
Let me cauterize this. Oh, jeez.
Beard's on fire. Pat that out.
I heard something tear, you guys.
Good thing he won't remember.
That's right. Where did I get this wound? Who knows, man?
Happened when you hit the wall.
You know.
All right. We're in the ancestral chamber. We still have 2 unconscious dwarves. What's the plan for the party to get ourselves back to town?
I mean, seriously, is there something we can fashion, like some kind of dragging?
There's lots of scraps of wood from broken tables and things like that all over the hold. There's lots of bits of metal.
I have rope. I'm going to go ahead and fashion. What do you call those? Like gurneys?
Sure, a gurney would work. I think there's a term for like a...
it's just
like
a plank of wood.
Yeah, you want like effectively a door that
and
you can drag them on.
We can mount one of them, or if you have rope, I don't know
it's
if I...
It's the evening, right? Why don't we stay the night here?
Yeah.
As opposed to going to the pass where there's orcs.
At night?
Well, there's weird slimy things in here. I don't...
Well, can I close the doors or the hole?
Yeah, you can definitely, and you have the fire room.
Okay. I'll close the doors.
Killed almost all of them. Come on.
Where in the pass is going to be safer?
I mean, to your knowledge, all that's still inside the hold itself is 2 snotlings.
You can go throw a rock at them.
I know you may feel as though it's safe, but Helga knows better.
Yeah, but if you're outside in the pass,
I mean, whatever. Helga's not going to argue. It's dark anyway, so fine. We can, as long as we close the door.
All right, you close the door.
I close the door. I bar it.
All right, you find enough rubble to kind of hold it closed. No problem. All right, and also in doing so, you guys do locate the 2 night goblins who were out on the balcony up front, and there were, I believe, 2 snotlings and a squig. The squig doesn't count as green skin ears, but so it's 4 more ears that can be salvaged. All right.
We're up to 14. No, that's incorrect. 13.
Ears?
Ears.
Wow. All right, so you guys build up a nice little fire. You sit by the fire or the ancestral chamber.
Yeah, or we'll bring some fire in here.
Okay.
Let's do
you guys, that. You know, you fashion up. It's not going to be a nice place to sleep, but it'll work.
Okay.
Those of you who are conscious recover a number of wounds equal to your toughness. Everybody will do that initially.
I attempt the first 8 on myself before I go to bed?
You may, yes.
I'm recovering all my wounds. So
okay, Helga's clean.
I'm critically wounded, so it's a difficult 2, right?
Correct.
No. Since I'm unconscious, right. I can't hear a thing you're saying. So
I succeed.
You,
right.
Louder.
You do succeed, so you recover
3 successes.
3 wounds.
And a chaos star, so I take a wound. So I recover 2?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
And then let's see, we have impairment and wounds. Let's see, healing and recovery. Here we go. Immediate care is taken care of. Overnight rest. So you're going to heal fatigue and stress. I think everyone's clear on that because we knocked it off. Heal wounds equal to your toughness. So that's straight off the bat. Everybody can knock that off. So Dave, you can heal a number of wounds equal to your toughness value.
5.
Thank you, thank you.
And the fortune dice doesn't do anything for that, right?
Correct.
Okay.
All right, is anybody conscious who was not before?
I am.
Okay, Grom, you will wake up in the morning. Let's see, you can now also make a resilience check, which will allow you to recover any additional wounds. This is your kind of your random modifier to see if you can recover anything special. Those of you who, since we're having, this is not in an inn or anything fancy, I'm gonna give you guys each 1 purple die to that roll. If you are if you're critically wounded, it's 2 purple dice. And otherwise, you're good to go. So, Dave, you need to do that as well. Let's do 1 of you guys for out of purples.
Since I'm not wounded and I'm not going to be rolling this, can I assist somebody, like, just with general
Sure.
tending?
So whoever you're assisting can take a white die.
Who needs it the most?
4.
Are you gonna stay awake all night, like kind of tending them, making sure they're warm, or are you just gonna kind of like get them tucked in?
I'll get them tucked in, make sure they're comfortable.
All right, so that'll be a white die.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
4. Okay. So can I get rid of my?
You can recover your critical, and I'm sorry, that critical gets converted to a regular.
Okay. And does that cost 3?
That costs 3.
And then I can ditch one.
You can ditch one. Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
Oh,
Baron's in good
shape. Can you mix and match? I thought it was either or.
Is it either or?
I think, but if you want to do it,
I think he had excess.
Okay.
I think you do have to dedicate them all to one or the other. So keep that as a regular wound.
Okay.
I think
I'm going after a crit. I'm going for this horrible gash. See if I can recover from that. I've got the robust talent, so it's actually treated as a 2.
Okay. Well, that's easy.
And then you did a white die for me.
I took it.
Oh, you're treating him?
Oh.
And then what were the rest of
them? Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Your toughness.
I still got 1 success, but that's not enough to exceed.
So you do not recover any wounds because you were leaning for that. Okay.
Right. That's unfortunate.
And now for Thorin, but you are conscious, which means you can walk home.
I'm only at 12 out of 15. So 4 of them are crits, but
as long as you don't trip, you'll be all right.
What trip? Okay, far too cool for that.
You know, there is an athletics check or coordination check you have to make to get down the stairs. Oddly enough, because it's so worn, it'd be sad to see anybody trip and fall here.
4.
All right, Dave recovers a net of 2 wounds.
Mm-hmm.
And does that bring you close enough to wake up yet, or not quite?
Or do you want to get rid of your garish scar? Or it's permanent.
Sorry.
Never mind. He still has to recover it, his and then it just becomes an effect. It won't count as a crit.
Well, he still has to recover that. So I have 14 regular wounds.
Plus 3,
so that's 17.
And
so
your threshold's what, 16?
16.
Wow. So you're almost, you're seeing the glints of light as you still sleep. Morning comes. It's still dark, but, you know, dwarves being attuned to the timetables while underground, you know, you wake up and realize it's probably about sunrise.
All right.
Fire is kind of burned out, but otherwise quiet.
We'll strap Thorin onto my plank of wood.
Grom, you do wake up.
My left eye appears open. I kind of look around.
You're in a dwarven ancestral chamber. You see the statues of Gurbni.
I smile. I look around. Oh, I'm glad to see the grubby children we left alive didn't kill you in the middle of the night.
You sound like you're in a good mood.
What's for breakfast?
Did you see what I killed last night?
Do you remember what happened?
Okay. I dreamt of it fondly all night.
Yeah.
Thorin, however, does not wake up.
Yep.
Sound asleep. What's the plan?
The lollygagging.
Let's go down and look at that bandit camp where they were staying and see if there's anything we can use there.
Is that on the way back to town?
It's right out front, right? Where those little cairns were built?
There's not so much a camp. There was a crop of mushrooms with a bunch of goblin spears, and then there was the 2 people who were building up a cairn out there who have since taken off as you guys approached originally.
Yeah, we'll rig something together.
Okay, you guys strap Dave to or Thorin to a plank of wood,
uh-huh.
And begin. You guys step out the front doors. Beautiful morning; you can see far.
Well, hold on. I'll mention that. Like, there's no more creatures here. We could give this place a more thorough cleaning.
You want to clean?
Oh, look at all the statues. They're still kind of marred with poop and everything.
Well, I think once we get back to the dwarven hold, we can tell him. You know,
he's not going to notice anything. He's dead asleep.
Is there any way that we can secure it to keep the people from coming back in?
You can certainly close the doors. There's no real way to lock it from the outside.
Okay.
But closing the doors is certainly one way to start.
Okay. I'll see if I can close it up.
All right. You do so.
Fine.
We need to report back that the hammer's been returned.
Fine.
And that the hold's been cleared.
Yes.
There's that slippery, awkward staircase going down to the ground, which was the main entranceway up to Karak Dronar. You guys begin navigating your way down. Let's make a roll for whoever's handling Thorin. That's the only one I'm really concerned about, if Thorin gets dropped or if they slip. Because this is precarious.
Going down?
You're going down with a sled behind you, effectively.
I think I pulled something when I killed the giant dragon over.
Yeah, all right.
All right, Baron's bringing him down.
I'm bringing him down.
I can carry the back end of it.
Okay.
So. Scarred him up even more.
Give me one joint coordination check. You guys can decide. whoever has the highest skill can make the roll. and they can add two white dice for the assistance of the other player. We'll do average four. Difficulty.
I have agility of 3 with a white die.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
And then 2 white die?
And 2 white die for the assistance of the
difficulty
other player.
Difficulty what?
2. Failure might mean you slip, or might mean Dave goes sliding.
Are we really
going to
trust Bearden with this? Because
that was the worst thing that happened. Success.
All right, and a boon. You guys navigate down deftly.
We should have just let him slide down.
I'm picturing you guys dropping him in the sled, just kind of scooting on down. And Bearden wakes up at the bottom. What happened, guys? This is great. That was fun.
Us building a cairn over him. Oh, we thought we killed you that time. Sorry.
All right, and you guys begin working your way down, back down the pass the same way you came. You work your way slowly down towards Grinstadt, and it takes you, knowing the way and being mostly downhill, you make it quite a bit quicker than on your route back up. And you can even see Grinstadt off in the distance up from where you are on the kind of like these obsidian rocks. As you work your way down, you're approaching the city gates. You can see the battlements and everything. It's much more formidable coming at it from this direction. You can see the majority of the ramparts and everything of Grinstadt are facing into the pass as opposed to back towards the Empire. It was formidable coming at it from one side, but even more so on this side. The number of guards outside the city are significantly higher as well. As soon as you guys are within visible distance of the city, you notice that the soldiers on the outside walls begin to kind of take notice and hold their weapons and definitely are on guard.
Do they remain so as they realize that we're dwarves?
Yep.
I'm going to lead the way and just casually walk up to them because I don't feel as though we're at all suspicious. Furthermore, we have an injured party and I have plenty of war gears to take back. I show them my license.
Oh, and they say, oh, yeah, and as they kind of, one of them kind of steps aside and walks through the gates with you as they open.
Oh, God.
Mr. Tuchten Hagen has requested your presence. Will you be visiting the manor?
Well, yeah, I want my pay.
Oh, good. And he kind of steps in line with your party and begins following.
Alrighty.
And you notice behind you, 3 or 4 other guards are also in step behind you.
So now we have an escort?
Are you asking somebody, or?
I'm going to say that out loud rhetorically.
Only if you need one.
To the people behind you.
To the just allowed.
I'll look around and see if there's like anybody that's got like a cart with a mule or something that isn't being currently employed.
I'm sure you're fine. Yeah.
I'll just like, flash a couple of brass and be like
a peasant kind of wheels his cart over and begins like pulling out what little bit of hay he had in there. And
I settle in on it. Go wherever they're going. You can have the money.
He pockets the brass and willingly kind of waddles you up behind.
I have set down Thor and I'm like, oh, my back, dragging him down the pass. And then I see Grom sit in the cart. What?
And you, of course, you don't give it to Thor.
Grudgingly pick him back up.
I got my hand on my wound. I'm like,
yeah. So if you put Thorin on the cart, you can just push the cart. It'd be easier.
Are the guards menacing, or are they just good-naturedly following us?
They are professionally... they've got a stern face and are kind of walking with purpose.
Okay. So I'm not threatened by them in any way.
All right. You as you're walking through town, you do notice that the Kislevian circus that was beginning to arrive in town as you guys left is in full swing, and in the town center, you see a large tent that has been pulled up, and you can hear some bit of commotion coming from there. The crowd cheers here and there, and you hear the roaring of a bear, and you hear a whip, and the crowd cheers again. But that's kind of a little ways in the distance in the center of town. You guys are heading up north towards the manor. You arrive at the manor, and you are greeted with some of our friends here. A butler comes to let you in, and the guards mention that the party who had recently gone into the pass has returned per Theodosius' request. And the butler says, oh, yes, yes, please, everybody, come in. And they all usher you in. Let's see, you guys will recall his two thugs, his gold wizard and his fool in motley, Moonface. All right, and we'll be in the audience chamber location card, which means that whoever owns the audience chamber has a white die, and anybody who does not own the social interactions, and if he chooses to exercise it.
Okay.
Okay.
Meaning he owns it and feels confident here and can kind of exercise his presence.
I feel like that everywhere I go.
Riding in a hay cart pushed by a peasant.
I own the throne.
I'm the king.
So, here, let's bring everybody out here onto the table so we can see.
So, wait a minute, are we inside now?
You just entered his audience chamber.
So, you have dragged unconscious Thorin into
on
the audience
a makeshift
chamber?
Dwarf
okay.
Door.
I'll, you know, walk in from the doorway and let the cousin be on his way.
He thanks you, and, you know, he seems excited that you probably just gave him several weeks worth of earnings, so he's thrilled. He says, if you need me, I'll be right over here.
All right.
The butler kind of seems aghast that the dwarf is unconscious on the floor, and says, is there a...
He'll be fine. Buy a Ednock or a beer?
We don't have a brewery in the house.
Anything?
Very well. I'll bring something.
Two.
Oh, okay.
And one for my friend.
Okay, and by this time he has his back to me, he's like, okay.
I'll be doing this, he can't drink it, I'll drink it for him. That's the price he pays.
So you're just going to give him critical wounds and then drink his beer?
Yeah, you know, I drag
it. He should pour it on us.
One for our homie.
Yeah.
So as you guys walk in the front doors, Theodosius is stepping up to you. Oh, welcome, welcome. And can I offer you some Bretonian brandy?
Yes.
And then as you say that, the butler is coming in from behind with his the bottle of wine and a few glasses. And he's, oh, I see we've already... Thank you, thank you. Please disperse these to our friend.
Knock the top off the bottle with my axe and just start...
As he starts to say that, you can have a glass... Oh, the bottle will be fine.
Just drinking my broken bottle.
You know, that comes from far off Bretonnia. That's very expensive these days.
Guzzle, guzzle, guzzle.
Excellent. Yeah, goggle, goggle is running down my beard.
So, I have some questions for you. You made it back alive. This is wonderful. But what were you doing in the past?
We were returning an artifact or something to some dwarven hold.
An artifact?
You know, it's
there's a dwarven hold nearby Grenstadt? This is news to me.
Yeah.
This
so,
is very interesting. What is this artifact that you bring?
You know, it's not really as important as the payment that I would like to get for my ears, at which point I take all the ears and hold them up.
Oh, my goodness.
Really close to his face.
Wow.
Smelling distance.
This is good news for Grenstadt. You see, I will be happy. I know I told you I'd give you 20 silver for each ear you bring. This
yeah.
is and of course you bring me how many? 1, 2 This is 14 ears.
Uh-huh.
Is that for the 14?
Yeah, it's 14.
Okay.
It's 13. 13
ears?
Yeah.
Of course I can only pay you for 5 of them per day. You did read the contract, yes?
5 So if I come back tomorrow with 5 of them, you'll give me another?
Well, only if they're not spoiled. I can only give you up to 5 per day. Within the contract. And
he pulls
it out
and
like kind of points it.
And what would you consider spoiled? Because they're oozing.
Well, these will definitely be spoiled by tomorrow.
Oh, that's convenient.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can I see your contract?
He pulls it out and it's like...
I grab
his arms can't quite reach far enough for it to like span its full length.
I grab the contract.
Excuse me.
And then rip it.
Well, you won't be getting anything for these ears, darling.
And now I'm getting menacing.
So obviously, you found orcs in the past. This is both distressing and wonderful news that you were able to slay them. But what is more important for me is this dwarven hold you seem to have found, and this artifact. Why didn't you not tell me about the artifact ahead of time?
What business is it of yours?
This is magical. This could help us defend Grenstadt.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know about any of that. I just want my money.
He pulls out a single gold coin and says, "You owe me a new contract, too."
I'm gonna step on his foot now.
The two thugs immediately, he recoils in horror, and the two thugs immediately begin stepping forward, and like one grabs you by the shoulder and begins pushing you back in the room.
Yeah.
So this dwarven hold, as he regains his composure. Where is it? Oh. And he has the wizard pull out a map on a table. Show me where the hold is. What's it called?
Will you give me the rest of our silver?
No, this is dwarf business. The dwarven holds are not yours to claim.
He looks at anybody else.
That's dwarven hold.
Will you give us the rest of my silver if we tell you where it is?
He said, "You show me where it is and how to get there. I'll give you your silver."
Okay, I'm gonna write up a contract. Give me a second. I can't actually write. Can any of you guys write?
In Casalid.
I can.
Huh? You can write?
I'm not gonna give the
aren't you?
No.
Information on the whole. If he wants,
it's a trick.
Were you not there a couple of seconds ago? I'm going to write some things into the contract.
I'm not a betraying dwarf like...
What was the other dude's name?
This guy's a weenie.
Like Gotry Mad Axe. I have dwarven honor.
We will see that clanmates repopulate that hold, and perhaps then you can make a deal with them to strengthen Grenchdot. Allies will make better partners than looting a tomb.
Truly, you'll need somebody to secure the hold.
I already did.
What if the greenskins repopulate it?
Then when the rest of the dwarves show up, they'll have something to do.
Then we'll depopulate it.
Well, for our mutual sake and alliances between the men and the dwarves, show me where it is on the map.
Why don't you just have some of your...
Why won't you throw me? This seems like something that a good citizen of the Empire would want to do.
Why don't you just send some people to go take a look?
I kind of frown. I'm like, I'm not a citizen of the Empire.
Dwarves.
Dwarves and Sigma have been friends for ages.
Yes, and perhaps when a proper lord arrives, he can make a deal with you, and perhaps he'll show you the way. That is not our business.
Alright. He is going to make... who wants to try and... I'm going to put part of this down to a roll of how successful we've all been in dictating his ability to let this go or not. We can do this a couple ways. Do you guys want to convince him to back down, or do you want him to convince you guys to step up?
Why can't we just leave?
Okay, you guys are just going to do that. We can do that way, too. We can do it any way you want.
I look at you guys. Is there anything keeping you here? Because if he's not going to give me my money...
He did give you the one gold coin, though.
Yeah, I'm good. We can go.
I'm going to mad dog him.
Okay.
Let him know that this is a bad idea to keep pushing us.
Okay, go for it. What's your... What are you going to intimidate?
Yep.
We need to get our scar guy over here.
I'm just going to give him the real, like... You know, I'm going to kind of puff up the chest. As bloody as I am and everything.
I mean, like, through strength or through,
yeah,
like, social?
Yeah,
or,
okay. through strength.
So then go ahead and take one black die for being in the audience chamber.
Okay.
And what is your strength?
Five.
Let's make that a average check.
Okay, and I'm going to...
Would you be reckless?
I'm going to go a little reckless because he's starting to get on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so two purples, one black, four blue, one red... Let's see, I got a white because of the fortune point. I did not.
Take one more black die for being out. You are outnumbered in this social encounter.
Sure. Spend a fortune point.
Okay.
And let's see how this goes.
This is a bad idea.
You're getting on my last nerve.
A lot of blanks.
Well, yeah, a lot of blanks again.
Did you neutral?
I think I neutraled with a...
You pulled something.
Yeah.
You got a fatigue.
Pulled an eyelid.
You got a fatigue.
So yeah, neutral that.
Yeah, he takes a deep breath, and he seems very frustrated, and he looks to his gold wizard, and the gold wizard looks back at him. They kind of share a glance for a minute, and then he says, "Very well. You may go.
I will assure you that the proper lord of the hold comes to pay you a visit."
He nods, kind of. He seems very disappointed. Not quite angry, but like He obviously had some other plans of what he wanted to do here, and
I'm sure.
he mentions to his butler, "You can escort these people out now. I don't want to see them again."
Pick up Thorne's sled, dragging across this carpet.
You know, I was gonna offer to help heal your friend there.
You should make sure your pigeon poops in a couple places. Yeah. Bird, go.
You guys are escorted out of the building. You're back in Grenstadt. The gate is rude. The gate and doors are rudely closed, heavily behind you. The peasant friend with the wheelbarrow is waiting outside, kind of excitedly, hoping you'll hire him again.
1 minute, and I turn and urinate on the gate.
Oh, no!
I just got rid of all that wine I just drank.
Keep walking.
You see, you notice in the corner of your eye, out in a window up top, like Theodosius is like peering out the window, like kind of like, and he sees you do it, and his mouth like falls open, like his jaw hits the sill of the window, and then he storms back inside. All right, I'll take these guys away.
Horrible. You guys brought the Slayer, hey?
You're back in town. It's midday. One gold heavier.
One gold heavier.
And one contract lighter.
What I really wanted to do was just, like, stuff the orc ears onto his person. But it's too late now.
You still have the rest of the 9 orc ears, right?
He took the... Yeah, let's say he took the 5.
Okay.
At 20.
So now I have 8.
Okay.
So why? Sell them to some bounty hunter for... Recoup some of our money.
That's a good idea.
All right, well, let's go find a bounty hunter then.
Let's go to the inn.
They're super trustworthy, as we've learned.
Aha!
The dwarves are craving inn. As you guys are walking towards the inn is on the ring of the town square.
Thorin needs a drink. That might pep him up, huh, Thorin?
and Thorin, let's say, how far away from your wound threshold are you, Thorin?
I'm still at 17, so I'm a 1 above the threshold. That's including the 3 crits.
You've had, you know what, let's bring you to your threshold. You've had the opportunity to rest this past 6 or 7 hours. That's enough to kind of take one wound off. And I'm going to assume you guys have kind of tended to him on the journey.
Oh, yeah. So at some point when they're not paying a whole lot of attention, I'm going to pick a few little flowers and stick them in his beard. So when he wakes up, he's got like daisies in his beard.
Excellent. So Thorin, you as you guys are approaching the town square, Thorin, you become conscious, though you feel awful, like you have just had the life beaten out of you.
What the heck?
And you wake up, you're in town.
Where am I?
We're on our way to the tavern, hold on.
Let's party.
You guys, as you're going, so the inn is
my
achy back. The inn is on the outskirts of the town square. And in the middle of the town square is where the circus is being held. And it's not a large circus, but you do see the big poster with the big bearded Kislevian guy and the 3 bears. And inside the tent there, I'd say about 20 or 30 people have kind of gathered and are poking their heads in and watching. And you hear the roar of the bears again. And the tavern is also right next door.
I'm going to go check out the circus.
We'll be in here.
All right. And dwarves, you guys go in, grab a seat. Beer is served. Mm-hmm. The circus?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going in, or are you...
I'm going to peek into the tent to see what's going on inside.
Okay, so you start forcing your way kind of through the crowd. Everybody kind of begrudgingly lets you through, and they see that you're a woman and kind of give you a little bit more more room. Kind of, oh, hey, hi, you know, where are you? You make your way, and you peel back the fold, and inside you can see... kind of just above the heads and through the bleachers, there is a small ring, single ring circus, and there's a kind of portly man in a big vertical striped suit, and he has a big, big black beard, and he has a whip in one hand, and he has 3 bears around him, and he's, you know, cracking it, and one bear is kind of balancing on top of a barrel, and it's kind of like jostling back and forth. Another one is reared up on its hind legs, and a third one is rolling on its ground, on its back, doing kind of somersaults. And each one of a different color. One's black, one's brown, and one's white.
Mm-hmm.
And he's whipping away at them, and this crowd's cheering.
I mean, I'm mesmerized by the bears.
Following that, he whips the white bear, And the bear, you know, stands up on its hind legs to its full height and lets out a big and then he whips it again and it lifts up onto one leg and the crowd cheers. But then you notice the bear starts to lose its footing, mm-hmm. and it falls back onto its back, mm-hmm. and then kind of scurries back up. And at this, the ringmaster is like, you know, furious, and he, you know, whips it three or four more times, and the bear kind of like rears back and mm-hmm. kind of snaps at him.
Mm-hmm.
And at that, he then turns his attention to the other two bears and begins doing some tricks with them. Meanwhile, two of the carnies, I guess, or two assistants come out and grab the white bear by its collar and kind of guide it off stage mm-hmm. Onto the far side of the tent.
Okay, well, I follow with my eyes to see where they're going, and I'm fairly aghast that now they have whipped up this bear. So I'm going to go meet them, try to figure out where they're going and meet them on the other side.
By the time you make your way out of the crowd and back around, in the there are three smaller than they should be, but individual cages. Two of them empty, and then the bear is being forced into one of them.
So he's not in yet?
He's being kind of like prodded in with these like spiked sticks, just backing into the cage and kind of snapping at them. And you can see even a little bit of trails of red blood and stuff coming from where it's been whipped and poked a few times. And he's being forced into a cage, much too small for his own good.
So I kind of come up behind the two guys that are forcing him into the cage, and I suppose startle them or whatever, just because they don't expect me to come. And I say, is it customary for you to abuse your animals?
Hey, mind your own business. And they kind of like put up their hands and kind of are, you know, with the as they kind of continue to push the bear in, they're kind of like facing you halfway.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, they've got the bear fully in, and one of them is beginning. He's pulling down the latch to the cage door,
okay.
And it kind of slides shut. And he pulls out a little padlock and leans down to begin.
The cage is too small for him.
What do you care?
I mean, I just don't want to see animals getting abused. Back in Kislev, we take pride in our bears.
Well, take it up with the ringmaster. He pays us to do whatever he tells us.
Alright.
And then the other guy locks the lock, and they walk away.
I'm going to try to make eye contact with the bear.
It looks up at you and snarls at it.
I mean, can I do any sort of, like, charm on the bear? Like, use my charm roll to see if I can make a connection? Or, like, I guess maybe animal handling?
How are you going to make... Give me a little incentive or kind of why and how will this work? You've got an angry bear in a cage.
There's an angry bear in a cage, but my demeanor is very, like... Well, I'm, like, concerned for the bear at this point, and I feel like I'm radiating that kind of concern.
Okay.
So there's, like, a certain empathy, and... I don't know. I have a thing with animals. I'm trained in animal handling. Generally speaking, this sort of thing enrages me. So...
Okay, let's do an animal handling check, but I'm feeling that the dice are kind of against you given the current scenario where you can't really... Unless you're going to put yourself in harm's way or actually touch it... It has no way of interacting with you, so it's going to be pretty much pure presence.
Well, I'm standing right outside his cage.
Like, in swiping distance, if he were to, like,
sure.
reach out at you?
Yeah, okay, sure. So I mean, I'm close enough to him where he understands or at least sees me. And so, yeah, it is partially my presence.
All right, let's do it. Animal handling, and let's do... I can't decide if it's three or four. Someone give me some help here.
Feed him raw.
That's a cute suggestion, but no.
You can always go all Snow White and sing to him.
Well, okay. I'm going to talk to him in the Kislevian language.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, I like this.
Yes.
Okay, so let's keep it at three and take, let's take two more white dice to that.
Like, and my tone is going to be very calm and reassuring, and I'm just going to be telling him to just calm down. And...
You too could be like the little mutant boat. After all by yourself.
You too could have a third horn.
Oh. Ooh.
I fail.
Don't poke the bear.
How badly do you fail?
By one.
You fail by one. All right. It as you approach, it growls at you and takes a swipe, but kind of like it's not a real swipe. It's kind of a get away from me
mm-hmm.
kind of swipe.
I don't like humans.
And then it tries to, like, turn around and show its back to you. And kind of curls up in its small cage.
Okay, well, I decide that that I'm going to go see the ringmaster about this animal.
In the middle of his act?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay. Meanwhile, what are the dwarves doing in the inn?
Drinking beer and counting that bag of silver I got off of the bandits.
Okay, you definitely... He has 50 silver that you guys... That the one guy gave him at the beginning in order to take him on. And additionally, he's got the 25 you guys gave him before leaving. And let's say he had a couple extras. So let's call it 80 silver.
All right. Give you guys 20 silver apiece.
Excellent. I keep referring to Thorin as Daisy until he realizes there's flowers in his beard.
Dave, how do you react to there being flowers in your beard?
What the heck is this? He's growing in my beard.
We figure if we make some use out of you, turn you into a planter.
Pushing up daisies. You guys notice that Helga has not returned for quite some time. The better part of an hour has gone by.
Maybe we'll get some beers for the road. Go see if we can find her.
All right. You guys hit by a couple of kegs.
I get a mini keg. I've been carrying him around all day. This isn't so bad.
You come outside and you notice that the circus is starting to wind down, and Helga is kind of standing patiently outside. She looks upset.
Generally, you're supposed to go inside those.
Yeah, thank you.
With one arm around the keg and my other arm around Thorin, I'll guide him over to Helga.
I mean, these animals are being abused by the circus.
Looking around, seeing the peasants.
Who?
What?
A what?
What? Animals?
No, you said they were being what?
Abused. I mean, I didn't think you'd care, but the reason that I'm here is because I'm waiting for the ringmaster to come out, as I want to take up the treatment of this particular bear with him.
I look puzzled.
Should we wait back in the inn, in the tavern, or would you like our assistance?
Well, now I'm kind of considering just breaking the bear out. Would you guys be able to help me if I broke him out?
No, but you know we could probably use the fur.
That's unlike you.
He's been around us too long.
I know.
They're ribbing off on
There are daisies in your beard.
He had some sense knocked into him by that dragon ogre. That's what it took.
Well, I'm gonna try to break out the bear. You guys do whatever
and
you want.
Then what?
Break out the bear or break out the beer?
I don't think a bear loose in the city is the best idea.
Probably bad for the children.
What children?
It's a circus.
There's a couple of children, sure.
They'll be fine. I'm gonna take him back to Kislev.
The bear?
No, the circus. Yes, the bear.
By yourself?
Well, I mean, you know.
We could hunt down that beaver with the bear.
You don't think he'd be, like, a good protective bear?
Circus bear?
He's kind of wild and mean. What makes you think that he'll obey you?
Does she look okay to you?
I mean, I have some animal handling skills.
I can get you a nice cow.
Aren't you the charmer? Why don't you just go offer to buy the bear off that guy?
Well, yeah.
But not with our share of that gold that you got.
Then I'd have to spend money.
Oh, yeah. Here, give me those ears. I'll see if I can go sell them.
Oh, yeah, I was going to give them to you earlier.
Okay.
All right.
I sell them.
Make me a charm check. Actually, roll me, there's 8 dice. Roll 8 white dice. Let's see where you end up.
Are there even 8 white dice?
There are.
Huh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say you get, she says that could be a total of up to, you get up, through various chunks of silver, you manage to get 1 gold worth of, for the ears, at selling them at slightly under what it would cost for them to turn them in.
Okay.
At no risk.
Well, how close is the ringmaster to being done with what he's doing?
Let's say 5 minutes. He's winding down. He's saying thank you to everybody and apologizing for the mess up in the act with the white bear.
Where are you going to put it?
I'm going to take him with us.
A bear? What would we even feed a bear?
You just gonna tell him to just walk alongside of you?
You have a goat. You can have the pigeon. You need a bear now too.
The bear leads the pigeon and the goat for
bear.
You guys don't understand. He's being abused. I must rescue him.
What is this word abused?
It's important to her, so therefore I guess we have to listen.
I know nothing of such word.
What would you like us to do?
I don't know, just wait till I'm done. Help me with the bear.
Okay. Loosening my weapon.
Alright, well, so the circus winds down and begins to disperse, and you see the ringkeeper leave out of the back with his assistants guiding the other two bears into their cages. Meanwhile, a couple other assistants are starting to break down the circus.
So I'm going to beeline for the...
You can tell it's going to take a while, though. They'll be here most of the day breaking down, but...
Okay, well, I'm going to make for the ringmaster, and I'm going to be super-duper friendly when I approach him.
He kind of seems startled as you come up and, like, yes?
That bear over there.
He kind of kicks some dirt at it. Yeah, that bear?
Yeah, that bear.
A pile of garbage, Misha is.
You're mistreating the bear. Can I buy it off of you?
It's part of my act.
But you obviously don't want him.
The bear, it's a she, first of all.
Even better.
Misha, when she's not messing up in front of circus, is actually quite good performer, very well trained.
Then why are you stuffing her in an itty bitty cage?
It's a bear. She needs a force to learn.
No, she doesn't.
What do you know? Do you have circus?
He's got a point.
I look around for my dwarves. I do have a circus.
I'm doing my best impression of holding up a pole.
I'm tapping the keg as Thorin is refilling our mugs.
Besides, what will you do with bear?
I will take it back to Kislev.
The bear does not want... But the bear is happy. Look.
But the bear is not happy.
I feed bear, it's happy.
How much will you take for the bear?
You want to buy bear?
I just said I would like to buy the bear.
The bear is not for sale.
All right. At this point, I am going to do a charm check.
Okay.
And you're going to charm the trainer?
I'm going to charm him... Into
selling it
into convincing him to part with the bear financially.
Yeah. And every time I do this roll, the dice are always against me. What's the difficulty?
Two difficulty. And because you are from Kislev as well, you can use some of your lingo or cultural heritage or whatever it is that
the two white die for favored by fortune.
You can drop those in as well.
Drop those in.
And take two white dice for being from Kislev.
Alright.
You do have fortune as well somewhere in there, don't you, if you want them? I mean, if you really want this to work.
I mean, I do want this to work.
Okay.
How many dice am I... How many purple?
Two.
Yeah, get rid of those black ones. What are those black ones for?
The black ones are for...
No, you see, he's had two difficulties.
Oh, okay.
You want your fortune?
Yes, I do. I mean,
that's a lot of white dice.
I know.
And already being a leader of circus, the dwarven act.
This never works for me, though, ever.
This has to work. Statistically, it's almost impossible.
Okay, believe in the dice. Believe in the dice.
Soviet Kislev, Ringmaster eats you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
you got it with
you
one.
Success? No, at least
and a boon.
Two and two boons.
All right.
Yes. All right. He says, okay. I have two bear. I have to change my posters, though. You must understand, it's difficult.
You know, I personally am okay with you changing your posters.
How much will you give me for Misha?
Oh.
You dwarves look wealthy. You know her?
No, we don't know.
Wealthy, covered in blood. One missing an arm.
Bruises all over my leg.
How much will you take?
I've never seen her before in my life.
You tell me what's fair price.
Well, I mean, you buy bears all the time. How much do you want?
50 gold.
50 gold? No.
I mean, I already have bear.
I'm taking the bear off of your hands so that you no longer have to feed it. That's less an expense for you. You don't.
But my show will not be as productive.
But it'll be more productive once you train the other two bears to be super awesome.
You think I can spend more time with other bears since I am minus one bear?
I think you can.
I mean, perhaps my act would be better with only two bears, but the polar bear, the white ones, people like the white ones.
Yeah. I'm going to leave you to figure out your circus situation, because...
Well, tell me. I mean, I am willing to part with bear if the price is right.
All right. I mean, I have...
Are you telling him how much you have?
I'm going to tell him what I'm going to tell him.
Well, okay, I can't tell before doing what you're telling him and what you're telling the party.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out how much I'm willing to spend. I'll give you 1 gold.
Throw in the goat!
Are you selling me to the circus? After everything you know.
But look at the size of the cage you get.
I'm not selling my goat. 1 gold and I can't calculate things
epic
right now.
Epic negotiation.
And
what about one?
An 80 silver.
Are you offering him? Is that what you're offering him, or is that what you're telling the group?
Why would I tell the group? I'm not talking to him.
Oh, you're offering the guy 1 gold and 80 silver?
That's all I have!
I don't care. I mean, this is...
empty purse.
He says, 1 gold. You'll realize that's not enough to buy food for a month for the bear.
I mean... 1 gold.
He laughs and says, no, this is silly. And he turns his back on you.
Fine, I'm going to plan B.
Okay, he walks off. He says, maybe if you get 25, 30 gold, we can talk again. I'll be staying in the inn. No. And he walks off.
You stay at that inn.
And he kicks some dirt at the bear as he walks by. He's a stupid bear.
So
the bear snaps at him.
So bear, I mean, looking at the pigeon, looking at the goat, looking at the bear, looking at the pigeon.
We don't need more animals.
I mean, how close is everything to being wound down at the circus?
I mean, they'll be a while. The guys are kind of tapping away.
Is anybody paying attention to us?
Not really. They're just kind of like untying the ropes and pegs and.
What kind of lock does the?
A little just padlock.
It's just a padlock.
Yeah, like the through a loop that the cage door is, you know, gravity slid down on.
I mean, couldn't you just bust that?
There's a collar and a chain nearby. Actually, the collar's already on it, but
it's just a silly padlock, can't you just...
How much? I look around, it's broad daylight.
I don't know.
What are you going to do with a bear? Where are you going to put it? Where are you going to feed it?
We're just going to take it.
Does it eat goblins?
Sure it does.
Sleep on it.
I don't want to sleep on it.
Sleep on it.
How about...
This is a bad idea.
When we're ready to leave town.
I thought we were ready to leave town.
Oh, we just got here.
He just woke up.
I haven't been to bed yet.
I still haven't finished my beer.
What else do we have to do here?
Let's resupply and head back to Carrick Asgrass.
All right, fine. I can wait until we're about to leave town.
The day goes on. You guys rest, recoup.
At some point in the day, in an attempt to stop her from the silly plan, I'm going to go find a toy store and see if I can buy her a little stuffed white bear.
You find.
I'll give the guy a silver for it.
by the evening, or dusk, the circus has been packed up onto a couple carts. The bears are each in their own cart, but it's unattended currently because the people are out eating and drinking. It looks like they're packed up and ready to probably leave in the morning.
Got it. I come back and I'm like, here, no food, very portable.
I'm appreciative of the effort and the sentiment, but I still want my bear.
You have bear.
We could name the pigeon Mishka.
Good plan.
Again, appreciative of the sentiment, but really I just must rescue that bear.
I think she's starting to slow us down.
Maybe we could skin it. We dress could've. You up as the bear.
We could have. We could have been
that would defeat the purpose of this.
Much easier to care for.
All right, it falls dark.
So I don't understand the setup.
In the square, their wagon train, unattended.
I mean, is it in a train or like what?
I mean, yeah. In fact, they're each pulled by like an ox, and there's a the bear cage is like up in a cart, like so it can be like kind of rolled away.
They got it onto a cart.
Sure.
How did they do that?
Through some, you know, a little ramp, and they heaved it up. But you guys weren't there watching it, so it just kind of happened.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's dark now. I'm going to sneak away without you guys, since you're obviously not in favor of this plan.
She comes back the next morning with a bear.
And a gash. Am I pretty?
Bear scar.
Guys, I just stole a bear. We gotta leave now.
That's exactly my plan. So I'm gonna go and sneak.
Here's bear.
Alright, you go over.
I'm gonna go sneak over to it and find it. And not completely... unheeding of what my dwarven friends have told me, I'm going to make one last attempt to kind of get it on my side, essentially, to cooperate with me. And if I can do that, then I will seriously consider breaking it out.
All right, make me an animal handling check. It's considerably calmed down now, though its fur is still matted in blood in a couple spots.
Okay.
It sees you coming up and raises its head from its sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll call it three difficulty again.
Yeah.
And you were talking to it in Kislevian last time, worth a white die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoops.
I know.
You
went
across your foot over there.
No, I'm just dropping things.
That's the ominous clock telling you that the time has come to.
I mean, I get a feeling I'm gonna fail.
You
this
know,
time.
You are starting to manifest some like inkling for amber magic, right?
Well, yeah, we have.
You know, that's a cool idea. I'll go with that too.
Maybe something like a little innate
animal attunement with nature.
Yeah,
let's take one might die for that.
A little bit.
I like that idea. This is the unspoken. You got it with one and two boons.
Oh, I did.
Beauty, eh?
Oh, cool.
All right, it looks up at you and kind of calmly cocks its head at you, and you guys just kind of stare at each other quietly.
We make a connection.
You stare at each other quietly.
I say, bear, I'm going to help you.
It looks at you with big black eyes.
And I feel as though it understands.
Should have brought it a Coke.
And a scarf. So I'm going to go ahead and take a look at the padlock and see if... What skill would it take for picking it?
Skullduggery.
And
or strength if you're going to break it. If you're going to pick it, skullduggery.
I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to break it. I mean, how sturdy is this padlock?
You haven't tried breaking it yet, so you're not sure.
Well, I don't want to make a lock.
Nor do I think you've ever broken a lock.
I haven't ever broken a lock, and I'm pretty sure my character will not break a lock. Like, I don't have that sort of strength.
Grom's preparing his break lock roll.
He's going to eventually come out, and if he sees that the bear is calm and that they've bonded a little bit, he's just going to come up behind her and whack the lock off with his axe.
You know, I'll give that one to you. Grom walks up behind you, axe in hand. Thunk.
And I kind of...
With a quick snap and a grunt, the lock falls down.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm just going to walk off expecting trouble.
The screaming.
Helga, you notice to the hanging on the side of the cart is a large chain leash.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm going to gently... And it's already wearing the collar.
It is.
So I'm going to gently fasten the leash to the collar so that...
She's going to reach through the bars.
And I have no, like, misgivings about the fact that if this bear were to just go crazy, I mean, I would not be able to handle it.
You put your hands in through the bars and fasten. And while moving the collar, you notice all the fur underneath the collar is completely worn. It's bare skin now.
No. Oh, okay. Yeah.
This collar's probably never come off.
What?
You fasten it, it doesn't move.
It doesn't move out of the cage?
Well, the gate's still closed. It's like, you know, picture like a... You have to lift it up.
Well, yeah,
and
okay.
The bear could walk
out. So I lift the gate.
Okay.
And then I gently tug.
Give me an animal handling roll at two difficulty. You're guiding it out with the leash? Or you're guiding it out other ways?
Well, I mean, I have the leash and he can see that I have the leash, but I'm, you know, still speaking to it.
Well, like, you could tug him out, you could
gesture
him out on his
own accord. I'm not going to do anything like sudden or violent with him. I'm going to gently tug him.
Do animal handling at one then. One difficulty.
Okay.
If you're going to try and do it with words.
Crit.
All right. It very calmly and like while looking at you, takes several steps out and stands quietly in front of you.
Okay. So how far are we from the inn?
You're right out in front.
Like, if I shouted to you guys, would...
Well, I'm right there, so...
Yeah, Grom is right next to you.
So I say, we should probably...
And dejectedly, I've got the teddy bear that she didn't want. I've, like, tied it to a little rope hanging from my chest.
Aww.
I've got the little white teddy bear hanging as a totem for
me. Teddy bear.
Oh, I'm going to keep it. That's pretty funny.
What'd you say?
Put the teddy bear in the cage.
I'm going to keep it. Like
So I think we should probably head out. Because now I have a bear.
I'll get the guys.
And it's not my bear.
You go back inside.
Yeah. I look at you guys, I'm like...
What? We got now a...
Hmm? We got our guys' own, beer in hand.
We got our own zoo.
I'm gesturing like this.
Yeah. I'll gather together all the supplies and gear that we purchased today. And
okay, you guys head back outside, and lo and behold, there's a nice giant white bear leashed to Helga.
Guys, this is
Helga,
this
it's
is
just
Misha.
Slowing us down, guys.
But you could ride this
We could
bear.
Have been already at...
I head for the gates.
Yeah.
I'm not going to partake in this conversation.
Yep.
He's just gone. He's like, all right, let's
do it. I have a pigeon on all right,
you
shoulder.
Guys are all walking to the gates. It is nighttime, and there are two sentries at the gate. They both look at you, and they're like, you guys planning on leaving at night?
Yeah.
Why, you haven't come up. You're following them?
What?
You're going with them?
With who?
The dwarf said they just went straight to the gate after looking
at
you.
Oh, well, I just figure he can see me with my bear.
Yeah, okay, so then they see over there, and he's like, that's the bear from the circus, right?
Not anymore.
I very calmly...
Got a smile on.
Not anymore.
No, I...
Might want to go home.
I'm going to play this off as though it's supposed to happen. And I just kind of very calmly keep walking. Yeah. As though nothing is wrong.
It's not every day you see a bear. I mean, just kind of... I guess the guy... What do you do with the bear? What do you do with that... Why do you guys have the bear?
I mean, it's my bear. And I keep walking.
Did you guys buy it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Weird. Alright. You guys, you know, you should probably, it's nighttime now. The next coaching game, you probably won't get there till middle of the night, so be careful.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't go out at night. And they close the gates behind you.
You don't have a bear.
That's right.
Alright. We're on the road now. Plus one.
Which way was that circus headed? Did you find out?
No.
We don't want to be on that road.
No. You guys then work your way out of the city. And during this part of the journey, we're going to skip and do a high-level approach to most of it. But you guys work your way up the old dwarf road and manage to... you don't hear from the circus again during your journey. During your travels up to Averheim and then back over across the way to get back to Carrick Asgaraz, you guys takes about a week. However, actually, you guys are traveling on foot for most of this since you're plus one bear. But Helga and dwarves, tell me what are we doing with this bear and how are we treating it? What's happening with this bear situation?
What's the demeanor of the bear and how are you presenting the bear?
As of leaving the town, the bear is calmly following you and seems more or less copacetic.
Helga misunderstood us when we said take all of your bear essentials.
I'm not familiar with the region that we're walking through. Is there a river near where we're following?
I'm sure you can find water sources periodically for sure.
I was going to say, because I don't think it's going to want to eat stuff that we kill, so I would say, maybe we should take it down to the river and let it fish.
Okay. Sure. Give me three animal handling checks for the whole of our travels, and each one will be at two difficulty. If you want to train the bear to do anything, as in, and you can describe what you're doing, how you're doing it, or if you're doing anything special to make him do it, let me know.
Well, I'm tending to it, mm-hmm. So I've been checking out periodically all the stuff around the collar and just, like, trying to see if he has any scars or anything that's, like, outstanding that needs to be first aided.
Most of the scars are all superficial. They're, like, cuts and things, nothing too deep. But lots of, as you kind of explore through the fur, there's lots of, healed whiplashes and things like that have, so the fur is patchy in some spots.
Okay.
And how are you feeding the bear?
Well, we were going to take it down to the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to let it fish for itself?
Also, do we have any orc ears left, or did you sell all those?
I sold them.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll let it fish and... Nope.
I'm gonna throw table scraps to it at night after like I eat. I'll just like toss a little piece over in front of it just to see if it'll like mellow out.
Within the first couple days, it seems to become it follows you guys around more naturally,
mm-hmm.
and especially during food time, it hangs out nearby. It does not seem aggressive at all. It seems like whatever training it has received has made it reasonably docile.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, thank you.
Yes.
And but otherwise it follows you around.
You can't milk this either.
it seems to be rather proficient fishing in the water, and you know, responds to calling it Misha.
Okay. So do I want to train it to do anything?
I'm gonna give you, like, during your travel, I'll give you the opportunity to teach it three things.
If I don't have to train it to respond to its name, then that was one of the things that I was going to train it to do. I mean, I want her to essentially kind of protect me. I don't know if I can train her to do that.
Pretend you're training a dog, so give me something you can make it do, or something you can make it comfortable.
Growl.
Okay.
You can command.
And how are you? And is this in English or Reichspiel, or is this in Kislev?
This is all in Kislev.
Okay.
Yeah.
So take a white die to your roll for teaching it in Kislev.
Okay.
And you do discover, go ahead and make the roll, but during your first training sessions with it, you do discover that it responds much better to commands in Kislev. That's a good success. Okay, you've taught it to growl on command, or, you know, roar.
Like intimidate, essentially. Yeah.
not a stand-up one, just a... Like roar. Okay.
I also train it not to eat my friends.
Okay, we won't roll for that one, but that'll count as one of your things. It has become acclimatized to the rest of the group.
Okay. And then how many more things
you
do
need
I
one,
get
to... One more thing.
One more thing that I don't know. What do you guys want to teach it to do?
Roll over.
I'm just being subversive and giving it table scraps so that, you know, it'll beg for food all the time.
It seems much better fed now than it did initially. It's taken on some girth and some fat.
I want it to be okay with my riding her.
You're going to start practicing riding?
Yeah, I'm going to start slowly training her to be okay with somebody on her back.
The first time I see that, make I'm like, me, oh, that's not a good idea.
Make me a roll, 3 difficulty.
And just me, so nobody else gets to ride her.
It's difficult. You suspect some kind of saddle or something. This is not uncommon in Kislev to ride a bear, yeah, especially like into battle. It's kind of a folklore thing. But
Brock's completely unfamiliar with that, and you just think that this is all kinds of a bad idea.
you do determine very quickly that not having a saddle riding bareback is particularly difficult.
Okay. So 3 difficulties?
Are you going to bring this up to me at all? Because as we travel, I can see if I can rig something up for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you want to... You see me trying to ride the bear.
Engineering, man. I'll see if I can figure something out.
Yeah.
Like some kind of saddle harness type thing.
Okay.
I mean, how many different towns and raw materials do I have to work with?
Are we going to try and build something on the way back? Or, like, acquire materials?
Yeah.
I mean, let's say a suitable saddle, if you can get a good roll and come up with a design, would cost, let's call it... 2.5 gold worth of components.
That's a lot of money.
Only because it's such a unique design and something that would... I mean, effectively, this bear is becoming a horse, but it needs a unique saddle and needs to be custom trained.
I got a slither that says it throws her.
Does anybody have any money?
Okay.
Let's not forget, you guys are all getting 10 gold for each. For this, for return of this answer.
Those neutral, I have 2 successes. I don't know if you want to do anything with them.
Yeah, Sigmar's Comet and a Chaos Star. You're getting better at it. The bear throws you several times, you get wounded a few times, but you know, during the travels, those wounds will neutral out, so let's just kind of... You definitely do get thrown. Grom, you get a silver. over time, the bear is becoming more comfortable, but you find that it is pretty much impossible to ride more than 5 or 10 feet without getting thrown.
Okay.
And you suspect a saddle would make a significant difference.
Okay. Well, I pitched the idea. See if you can do anything for me.
Drop some plans and see if I can.
Over the course of the 3 weeks or so of your journey back.
And where are we going?
You're going back to Karak Asgarad, where you received the quest initially.
Yes.
Okay, we have. Let's also do a little bit of wound handling because we've had 3 weeks of recouping. So everybody can ditch all of your normal wounds through night.
That's a big stack of normal wounds, Dave.
Yeah, Dave's got a big one.
That's pretty generous.
All right, now critical wounds though. Let's see. Long term wounding. Long term recovery is going to be a little interesting. Let's. I mean, technically, you guys have the right to do a roll for every night, which is a lot of rolls. That's 21 rolls. Do you guys want to do a fast track version of that, or do you want to keep rolling until you run out of options?
I mean, I'm robust. I'm guessing I'm going to cure most of these up. I got one nasty one. The rest of them.
Let's see. And you're all at -1 for each of them, right?
Right.
So that's going to be a 2, a 1, a 1, a 2.
Yeah.
You're going to recover all those, no problem.
Okay.
Dave, how are you doing? You have a permanent one.
I have a permanent one.
And then you have a 2 and a 1. You're going to recover those, no sweat, too. All right, give me your 2 upper criticals. Those recover at some point during your journey without much trouble.
Ah, Grom's back to fighting shape.
So through that, through some time, you guys eventually arrive back at Karak Asgarad. You guys, you know, go up the pass through the Slushal Sloths.
The
Slushal Sloths. That's the little castle that bridges the river in the Tuval Valley. And you pass where the ogre mercenary camp is. It seems to have grown a little bit. A lot of ogres fishing in the pond. You work your way up to Karak Asgarad, and as soon as you're approaching, dwarves are already outside waiting for you. They're like, "Oh, we heard you were coming. We heard you were coming. How did it? Were you able to return the hammer?"
We did. We returned it to its rightful place.
Great! And they like kind of like they grab your shoulder and like escort you in, and everyone's kind of like cheering and very very happy and. You're immediately brought in to meet the Thane. That's not the Thane. Dun, 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 dun. Let me bring up my pad here. You're immediately brought in, and in there is Thane Gromnir and Loremaster Hagar, and they greet you and said, "So, tell us, what did have you returned the hammer to its rightful owner? Tell us of your journey."
I'll kind of explain how we found the crypt, and we put the hammer in its resting place, and we cleared the Karak of the beast that was there, the dragon ogre, and...
Oh, we'll have to form a settlement party. We'll have to inform Karak here, and the local... we'll send a messenger to that there immediately, and they can... form a settlement party to repopulate the hold. That's great news.
Warn them of the potential political challenge there from Grimstadt.
Oh, is that that Tuchtenhagen fellow?
Yeah.
Everybody who goes down there talks about that guy.
He was clearly seeking to pillage the hold, but would not give up its location and told them that an emissary would be in contact with him.
That's good thinking. I like that. Excellent work. Well... Of course, there'll be a celebration held in your honor this evening. But first, I believe we owe each of you something for a job well done. And you notice he's got several items out on a table behind him that he's had brought in by one of his assistants. And he says, "I promised you each 10 gold coins for this. Now, of course, you also incurred some expenses during your travels. I told you I'd take care of that, so he reimburses you whatever you guys spent to live while you're out." He looks to you, Helga, and says, "You're the easiest." And he hands you a pouch, and you look inside. There's 10 beautifully shined gold coins inside.
How many?
10.
Oh,
and
wow.
he says, "Thank you for your service."
And in a moment of rare gratitude, Helga says, "Thank you, I probably don't deserve this."
And he says, "To Dwarfkind, you can count us as friends." Yeah, as Dwarfkind. He looks to Grom the Slayer and says, "Grom, tell me about your adventure. Tell me what happened," as he begins kind of reaching behind the table behind him.
He says, I came across my companions of some time, and they were already engaged.
You haven't met him.
No.
He's the Thane of the Hold.
So my companions were already engaged by some devious humans that meant to have us ambushed by greenskins. We followed them into the pass, and there dealt with such horrible beasts as was fitting. Chopped their heads off. And soon found ourselves at the Thane's old hold, and sure enough, inside it was populated by greenskins, all of which met their deaths. And
he kind of like pats his belly and adjusts his belt at the thought.
Including some foul thing calling upon their heathen gods. And once they had been dispensed with, the true threat of the hold made itself present, and a gigantic dragon ogre reared up from underneath the steel grate in the floor.
His eyes go wide.
He says, and battle was joined, and bones were broken, flesh was torn, and its head came off.
He slams the stone table, and he's like, excellent, and he's very excited. And he says, well, I feel compelled to reward you as for your service in helping your friends and companions. And he reaches back and produces an axe with a large rune etched on it. And he says, I hope this serves you well.
I will see that it does.
And he says, I hope you will take this. I think you will find this much more befitting than a reward of coin.
I take it with great joy.
So that's a rune etched axe with the rune of might etched on it.
Beauty.
Then he turns to Baerdin and says, in lieu of the promised gold, I think it's more befitting. And he pulls up a chained talisman and hands it to you and says, may this serve you and all dwarf kind well.
Thank you, Thane.
And then he turns to Thorin and says, I hear you're an aspiring ironbreaker. This is my grandfather and my nephews. Several of them have been an ironbreaker for a part of their lives. It's a noble, noble profession. And he gestures for somebody to bring it in. He says, we've brought up this from the armory. May it suit you well in your journeys. And they cart over on a wooden mannequin. Ooh. a suit of Romrel armor for you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
I will treasure this always.
And he says, and tonight we feast. And he guides you out, and the big tables are set up, and bread and food and meat and everything. Everybody starts drinking merrily into the night, and it fades to
black.
Yes. Yes, it does. All right, and with that, I didn't give any experience for last session, so everybody gets, let's do two for last session for the finale and one for today. So three total. Should be five total for the whole adventure.
Five total?
Well, five total was the whole adventure. I think you guys have taken the first two.
We get three more.
So three more?
Yeah, three more for last session and this session.